This is Joe Costello's WFO Radio.
Totally nonstop WFO, baby.
Covering everything that has wheels, an engine, and a driver.
All I want to know if you got your popcorn ripped.
NASCAR.
Four-time Cup champion, Jeff Gordon.
I definitely know where you're coming from, and that's what it really, truly takes.
IndyCar.
She's the newest IndyCar Series winner, Danica Patrick.
I know. Yeah, let's do it.
Formula One.
From the driver's perspective, David Hobbs.
To not have a race in North America, to me, is frankly appalling.
Sports cars.
He's been unstoppable in the factory Corvettes, Johnny O'Connell.
It's very cool to be talking to you this time all the way from Le Mans, France.
And NHRA drag racing.
NHRA funny car champ, John Force.
Big money, all the money, dude. It's a race everybody wants to win.
WFO Radio is Total Motorsports.
Bring it on.
Fasten your seatbelts. Fire up the ignition. And drop the hammer. Now, here's your host, Joe Costello.
WFO Radio, welcome back, everybody. WFO Radio is on the web. Whether or not you're listening on the WFO mobile application, an RSS feed, an iPod, a Commodore 64 computer, do those still work? If I had a brand new Commodore 64, would it still work? Could I connect it to something? Not the internet. Could I play on some? I'm sure some museum has it. Regardless, welcome everybody. And I would just like to take a second to welcome the longtime listener. I know I've spent a lot of time over the past couple of years welcoming the first-time listener. And I thought to myself last week, you know, I get annoyed when DirecTV gives the big deal to the new customer. And I've been there for a long, long time. And I just get annoyed. Like, what? They're getting that? And so I decided to blow off the first-time listener on this show and welcome the long-time listener. Hey, long-time listener, you've been with us forever. How long? Back to QAM in Miami, back to XM, NASCAR Radio, back to XM Sports Nation, to the beginnings of WFO. How long is the long-time listener? Like 2 months. If you've been around for 2 months, that's you. Welcome. And thank you very much for logging on every week and listening to this stinking rotten program. We appreciate it. I do. Does Gio?
Absolutely.
You like that guy?
Love him.
He or she?
She's my favorite.
WFO listeners? You know, the first-time listeners, they're getting all the love. And I don't ever remember getting any feedback from someone who said, hey, Joe, I just want to let you know that I was the first-time listener, and you reached out to me, and I thought it was very nice, and so I stuck around and listened to the show. That letter, email, doesn't happen. I get all these, I've been with you forever.
I found you.
But not the first-time listener. The first-time listener, I got to tell you, first-time listener, you failed us. That's it. We're going to demand that the first-time listener clicks off the show now. We'll wait until you're gone.
Bye, bye, bye.
No, we're waiting. Now you have to. See, that's what they say, is that people don't really like and appreciate something until you take it away from them. So what we're doing is we're taking the show away from the first-time listener now. We're waiting. What do we do if they don't click off the...
He's push end.
Yeah.
Push end. First-time listener, push end.
You're not complying. You will comply. Seriously. What do we do if they refuse to comply? And now that they're because we're telling them to stick around...
Well, if we had that button, we could just send the bolt of electricity to them.
Yeah, we haven't invented that just yet. The bolt of electricity going to people's iPod. Here's an off-racing topic question. Giovanni, of the WFO radio audience that you are aware of, if we did have the ability to send like a 220-volt electrical shock at one person, who would it be?
Oh, the hippie.
You would zap Dirty Hippie Rich York.
Well, actually, the money man would tell you that I zapped him this weekend in our fantasy showdown in the conference finals.
In the WFO fantasy football league.
In the championship to go to the Super Bowl.
It's not even a WFO league. It's just a league that we're in.
It's a media league.
And you have gone. It is. It is a South Florida fantasy football league. And now, Los Bastardos, that's the Giovanni team, you have advanced to the Super Bowl.
That's right.
Against the DC Dynasty, who is Slash. And everyone knows Slash, who's been around on the show, my lawyer.
Slash.
Slash, great friend, Slash. And you guys are in the Super Bowl in what may end up being the final fantasy football league ever.
Yeah, because our commissioner is just not very commission-like.
He's horrible. I called him today, and...
He's a terrible administrator. We're going to have to say that.
I know we have a lot of our listeners are fantasy players, fantasy NASCAR, of course, and fantasy football players. But you'd think that the commissioner would send out an email, at very least, saying something about the conference finals, about the round of four, and the Super Bowl, like we do with
about
our...
About the playoffs, about everything.
Something.
Something.
And so I cornered the guy on the phone. This is Paulie the White Guy who does the Yankee Roll Call show with me. And I basically said to him, I said, hey, listen, you're a really bad commissioner. And you know what his answer was?
Fire me.
I don't care. And it was like, you realize that we're deep into the playoffs here, and you've got two teams that are now in the Super Bowl this week. You'd think you'd write a story or mention it.
He hasn't written a story since week nine.
Something.
Yeah, week nine.
And it says midway.
Yeah, mind you, if we go 13 weeks, nine is way past the midway, but I guess Paulie's not good at math either.
So the quote that stands out to me is, I was eliminated, so I don't care. But you're the commissioner. You have to care. He goes, Roger Goodell doesn't care.
Actually, he does.
And so
he cares $40 million a year worth, he cares.
And so I said, you have to do something to at least let people know who's in the Super Bowl of your league.
Nothing.
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 Nothing. And you know what he responded to me with was, who's in the Super Bowl? Because I don't even know. Because I don't care. Because I was eliminated. And I think that is an example of the selfish, self-focused nature of just so many people out there. And so this may end up being the final year of this league. So if you win, you could go down in history.
Wow, as the all-time champion.
As the four all-time champion. Or the DC Dynasty.
I think he's going to beat me. Did you see his wide receivers? He's got running backs. His team is stacked.
I wouldn't be against that.
Against him beating me?
Yeah.
Well, you're upset that I'm the one who...
That's not it.
Who beat you down.
That's not it. That has nothing to do with it. The real reason is that last year I paid his entry. And so this year, if he wins, I will pull that card out of my back pocket and not have to pay.
Well, there won't be a... Oh, okay, I see.
You understand?
You don't have to pay him.
Yeah. Correct. So it's nothing personal.
I understand. That's
strictly
fine.
Business. Strictly business. All right, we got a lot of NASCAR
straight
racing
up
stuff.
Cash, homie.
Straight up cash, homie, is exactly what it is. A lot to get into this week. Like last week, we were just kind of... I don't even know what the show was about. I know I did about 10 minutes of gadgets for Christmas, which I thought that was actually cool and entertaining. I know what I want for Christmas.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about the awards and stuff like that. There was really no news going on. It was the week after the awards, after Thanksgiving and all that.
I'm hoping that we were able to entertain the audience last
week. I think the big news was that there was going to be no Chase changes coming up the next season.
Yeah, and how we made an hour of show out of that, I have no idea. But we did. But this week, and I felt like the gadget stuff, I really enjoyed that. I learned about a bunch of new gadgets. And I went out to Tiger Direct right after the show, and I saw some of the gadgets.
Wow.
The thing that is most interesting to me are the stuff for your house that you can control from your cell phone. That is of interest to me. Like, it's like a little thing that you put in the electrical outlet, and then you plug something into it, and it connects to your Wi-Fi, and then you can download an app and turn a light on and off in your house.
Clapper, I remember.
Well, it's just like
I made
the clapper.
A reference
yeah,
to
but
the
it
clapper,
is the clapper, except you're doing the clapping with your iPhone.
Right, you get the tapper.
The tapper from a hotel room
or
far away.
Or a swiper. Or
that
whatever.
Is of interest to me, and they have these whole kits and everything that I thought was pretty cool. You want to open your garage door from some far off destination or close it? You can do it. To me, that sounds like the future. You know me, I like things that bring us into the future, like FaceTime. On your phone. Like the fact that I can FaceTime somebody and look at them and they're looking at me and I'm driving down the road even though I'm not supposed to be. That's cool. And I like it. So we got through the show last week and now we're back for more. But this week there's actual news and information. A couple of different things. For instance, I guess it would be the big story. We have so many stories that we don't even know how to prioritize.
Well, I think the big, big story is the big, big story.
The big, big story. All right. Well, I don't know what you're about to say, but I'm going to say what I'm going to say, and we'll see if you say the same thing. which is Sprint not returning as the sponsor.
Right, yeah.
The big, big story.
That's the big gorilla, yeah.
NASCAR and Sprint have enjoyed a... This is a quote from NASCAR, their statement. NASCAR and Sprint have enjoyed a long and productive partnership that has returned significant value to both parties. I would agree with that. We understand significant changes within Sprint and the highly competitive business environment it has led to a decision not to extend its Cup Series entitlement position following the 2016 season. The NASCAR Sprint Cup Series is a very unique premium sports marketing platform with strong momentum, so we are very confident of moving forward in 2017 with an outstanding new partner. In the meantime, we look forward to Sprint's partnership on the best racing series in the world in the next two seasons. So they do have a fair amount of lead time here. They've got all of 2015 and all of 2016.
Two full seasons.
Before they have to come up with a new sponsor. But I do think this is going to open the door to a couple of areas of conversation. The first is having a title sponsor at all for your premier series, is it a good idea? Now, of course, accepting the money is a good idea. And what was it, $700 million a year? That's 700 million good reasons.
No, it wasn't. I think it was $70 million a year for 10 years.
Oh.
$700 million.
Oh, well, then that's chump change compared to the TV money. It's still $70 million. I'll take it. But I just think that now is the time. Now is not the time. 2017 is the time to just move the words around. Finally, just move the words around. The NASCAR Cup. Presented by blank, as opposed to the Winston Cup or the Sprint Cup or the Nextel Cup, because, wow, we're losing it. We're losing it because next time I have a theory of who it's going to be. I think it's going to be Xfinity or Comcast. I think that this is why am I saying this? I'm just guessing. This is just a guess. I think that.
Oh, should I get the breaking news?
What?
Are you breaking news?
I'm not.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
Although you could probably tweet it. WFO Radio predicts that Xfinity is going to be the next NASCAR sponsorship. I will give you my reasons later, but it becomes the Xfinity Cup for 6 years. And then for 9 years, it becomes the AutoNation Cup. And then for 3 years, it becomes the Cyborgs by Us Cup, and et cetera and so on. And in 50 years from now, the sport will have had, 11 title sponsors. How long do you plan on the sport going? You want the sport to go on for what, 100 more years? Is it safe to say that? 100 years? What are we going to be doing? What is the life cycle of this sport? Of all sports, are we going to be playing Major League Baseball in 50 years from now? They're going to be throwing a ball with a leather cover at a guy with a wooden bat, hitting it at a fence. Is that really going to be a viable form of entertainment 50 years from now in the year 2065? Maybe. Okay. Is racing vehicles that are powered by something around a track going to still be a viable form of entertainment 50 years from now? Maybe. They were pod racing in Star Wars 1, even though it went on forever and ever. They were racing something. So I think it's going to be viable. I think it's going to be around. It might not look exactly as it looks right now, but it'll be around. We'll be doing something with you build yours, I build mine, we race them to see who's faster. What it will look like, I don't know. But we've got this NASCAR Hall of Fame. We're planning to set the sport up for this long-term deal. Why don't we make the move right now and lock in what it is? The NASCAR Championship Cup presented by Xfinity or whoever steps in. It could be presented by Xfinity. It could be presented by Autolite. It could be presented by WFO Radio. It could be presented by Microsoft. It could be presented by Tesla. It could be presented by any one of 50 million things. And it always will retain its identity of whatever it is. And then, we build that identity, and that identity becomes something. I want to use the hockey analogy, but that's a bad analogy because hockey is, fading away as a sport.
No, but even the football trophy has a name.
The Vince Lombardi Trophy.
Right. Well, we could call it the Bill France Award or Championship or something. I just think even giving the trophy, right, or something.
Sure.
But the fact that it belongs to a corporation, it's just going to change eventually. It's not the days of like when it was Winston and you knew they were going to be here till someday.
At least 2000.
You never expected them to ever leave. And then things change and eventually Winston was no longer a viable sponsor.
Rich and Saugus is tweeting out at people angrily that apparently they want Winston to come back. Listen, folks, I'm going to give you a little piece of information here in 2014, tail end for 2015. Smoking is hazardous to your health.
I was going to say cigarettes are bad, right?
It's bad for you. It's not good for you. So it might not be a good thing. All the energy drinks. Have you noticed the energy drinks have kind of like waned a little bit?
Well, there was a couple of issues with people mixing too much energy drinks with other kind of prescription meds and non-prescription meds. And it's the
NASCAR Championship Cup brought to you by Vapor Shark.
Exactly.
Red Bull. At some level, corporate sponsorship cheapens it.
Ricky Bobby.
Exactly.
No. In the end, it's just it becomes a joke.
It really does. And so after the Sprint Cup, I hope, and this is just not a prediction, it's just a hope, that NASCAR decides to protect the brand of the Cup Series and come up with something, vet it, work it, and have it presented by the title sponsor. And even if they have to take a couple of million dollars less, which they won't.
They'll find another way to bilk them that money.
Yeah. Well, Nextel Cup and Sprint Cup happen to actually work with the way it works. But what if it was a
McDonald's.
The McDonald's Cup. Like
Adidas, anything, you know. That's just it. There's a world of...
It doesn't work with so many things, and they can alleviate that problem. But that is the story, and Sprint's going. Now, I think Xfinity is too big for the Xfinity series. I think the idea of a major broadband internet provider, which you know is the life's blood of the next 50 years of all of us. These internet service providers are going to be the companies that really the Standard Oil of the next 100 years. Because that's how you're going to get everything. That's how you're going to get everything. When they announced Xfinity, I thought, wow. You may recall I said, and you can find this in the archive, folks, listeners, that I found it a little confusing that Xfinity was brought in when you already have Sprint and they're in the same business, delivering data.
Yeah, we did discuss that. But remember, there was a big distinction. Sprint just sells you cell phones or
mobile data.
Right. It's not
Xfinity
like
is
AT&T.
They're a bigger brother. Well, it is my opinion that at the time that Xfinity was courted, they knew Sprint was probably leaving.
I would say that this isn't news. It was just announced.
Absolutely. I think Xfinity is going to move into the role of the title sponsor of the NASCAR Cup presented by Comcast or Xfinity.
If I was selling NASCAR, I would not go for that one. I would go for Telecom Wars, and I would go after AT&T and one of these other rival companies and tell them, dude, Comcast, Xfinity, they're in the Busch Seat League. You could have the cup.
Yeah, they're not going to. That's probably in their agreement that they can't do that. Remember what they did to Singular? Remember Singular? What is Singular?
Well, it was Singular, but...
You know what we're going to do? We're going to play a game.
Does that mean it's just one? Is that what you're telling me?
We're going to play a game when we come back. And you're going to be the contestant. Because remember, this show is supposed to be entertainment.
Like a former sponsor or not kind of game?
Something like that. You're going to have 60 seconds, 30 seconds. I don't want to put you on the clock for 60 seconds. You're going to have 30 seconds to name things.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh,
but,
I do. I get
yes,
the 30
you're
seconds.
Gonna
oh,
be,
I see. Oh, I'm the guinea pig.
You're the contestant.
Whoa, I
can't be
if
the
I
contestant.
Like
I'm the host. You have to provide the entertainment for the listeners. Bobby Graham wants to laugh. And so, but it's going to be easy.
All right. Hey.
You're going to be able to do it. I would not put you in the situation that you can't perform. When we come back, Gio is going to name a
I got my easy button right here.
And I've got the timer running. And so it is going to be
good. Running for a pretty long time there.
For 19 minutes and 21 seconds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I know exactly what that is.
Exactly. But I think you'll really enjoy it. So anyway, what's the big news? The big news is Sprint is leaving, so I guess I can get an AT&T phone next time around.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. And I'm loving my iPhone 6, by the way. Are you loving yours?
Oh, yeah.
Are you loving it?
I really do.
It took me a little while to figure out, like, is this better? Is it better? It is. It's much faster.
Actually, I'll tell you when it's also really better. Maybe it's a sign of my age or something. But whenever I use Mrs. Geo's phone,
yeah.
She has the previous version, I guess the 5.
Yes.
It feels so small now looking at it. I'm like, I can barely read the thing. I'm like, wow, how can you read that? It's so small.
My 4S, the Android people are laughing at you right now. The 4S that I had, I actually liked the fact that it was small because I can do one-handed photography.
Okay.
Take the phone, press camera, flip it around, take a shot, all one-handed.
This one's a little big?
A little bit tougher to do the one-handed stuff. I can do it. And I'm sure I'll get used to it.
There's a thing where if you hold that little home button for a second, like the screen goes half down so that you could do everything one-handed.
Yeah. You
haven't figured that out yet?
I could probably go through a course.
But,
I could probably learn some things.
Oh, I'm sure I'm not using but 50 or 60% of what the phone does.
Well, we'll
talk
about
this later.
I think
it's awesome. And I think the fact that it's – no, I know what you're talking about, the people with with the Samsung?
Yeah.
Theirs is a little too big.
I agree.
That thing looks like a TV.
Ridiculous.
Like our friend Hawkenstuff comes in here with that computer, with that laptop. It's almost as big as the netbook.
It's like a shield. It's like he's holding a shield. And he's got
it's
a handle.
It's really big.
It's got a handle. Bigger is not always better. There is a balance, and I don't know. But we'll talk about that because I want advice from the WFO audience at some point. So we got some good stuff. Gio's going to play a game when we come back. But first, I want to tell you about RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. I am here, and I talked to Marvin earlier this week. If you're a first-time listener, remember all that stuff I said? Forget it. We want you to check out RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. He is absolutely the best at coffee, hot sauce, and barbecue spice rubs. Simply put, Marvin Rodak has the WFO holiday pack going now through the end of the year. That's what he said. So you have a limited time remaining. In fact, folks, I got to say, if you want some WFO coffee, a bottle of the Habanero Endorphin Booster hot sauce, which I love and just totally enjoy it, and the A26 spice rub, it is $28 value, getting it for $22. It is something you will absolutely like, and it will definitely linger around your house for a while. The spice rub, the coffee, the hot sauce. You'll be supporting a WFO radio sponsor. Give Marvin Rodak a call. Pick up the phone. He likes hearing from WFO listeners, and he was telling me he spoke with Rudy, the UPS guy.
Rudy!
817-924-6821. Hey, Marvin, send me something good. 817-924-6821, the WFO holiday pack. But maybe you're just obstinate and you don't want to get the WFO holiday pack, but you want to get something from Marvin. You know, they have exotic coffees like the Sumatra Kopi Luwak or the Panama Geisha or the Australia, the Puerto Rica or the Hawaiian Kona and Maui coffees. They got them all.
Maui Wowie, baby.
Micro lots from farms that produce less than 10 sacks a year. Are you a coffee file? I see people posting and I hate to say it, but I feel like I have become a coffee connoisseur a little bit, and they're posting like a photograph of their Starbucks coffee that they got in like a foam container. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, we have advanced beyond that now. We're trying coffee from around the world thanks to Marvin. He is like our guide. What is that called when you have like a guide to take you through an experience? He's like our guy. You got to look that up in Geo's Tools. There's a word.
Okay.
Come on. He's what is it? Is it a Sherpa? Is he the coffee Sherpa? Look it up. Over 40 single original coffees to choose from, plus custom blends, the hot sauce, the spice rub, the coffee, the price, the holidays. It's a great gift. It's not too late, but you better act now because there is an urgency to purchase because the deal goes away at the end of the year. The holidays are coming next Wednesday. Guess what next Wednesday is? It's Christmas Eve.
Wow, Christmas time is here again. That's it. I'm not going to sing anymore.
Okay. Wow, that was something. RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com, 817-924-6821. Hey, Marvin, send me some coffee. Get on the phone. Do it now. That's RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com.
This is WFO Radio.
WFO Radio t-shirts are now available. Wear your WFO with pride. Supplies are limited. Click WFO Store to order yours today.
Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School. Whether you're a bracket racer who wants to get better or a thrill seeker looking to cross it off your bucket list, Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School can put you on the right track. Don't believe me? Tell him, Frank.
No matter how little or how much experience you have, we've got a program for you. So if driving a dragster is on your bucket list, there's no better time than now. And if you'd like to be a pro, well, here's funny car chap, Jack Beckman.
Hey, this is Jack Beckman. Long before I was Fast Jack, I was a bracket racer who went to the Frank Hawley School. The time I spent there was some of the most exciting, intense, and fulfilling moments ever in a race car. I feel the curriculum Frank developed greatly helped me win not only the Super Comp, but also the NHRA Nitro Funny Car Championship. Frank put me on the right track. What are you waiting for?
Call them at 866-480-7223. That's 866-480-7223. Or visit frankhawley.com.
Android and iPhone users, download the WFO Radio app. It's sports radio for racing fans.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
The ultimate racing show, including WFO Radio NHRA Nitro, WFO Radio Ignition, the WFO Radio NASCAR Tailgate Party, news, videos, push notifications, and more.
I just hope I'm part of it.
Go to the App Store or Android Market, search WFO Radio, and download it now.
Now. Redline Synthetic Oil has been building the world's finest motor oil, gear oil, and additives, like our popular water wetter, for over 30 years. Think we're just for racers? Think again. Redline has the multi-grade viscosity available for your domestic, European, or Japanese vehicle. From 0W20 to 5W30, even 10W60, Redline motor oils are specifically designed to exceed the factory's demands, giving you longer drain intervals at lower oil temperatures. Is your off-the-shelf motor oil missing the zinc you need to protect your camshaft? Every bottle of Redline motor oil has more than enough zinc to suit your engine's needs. The same ester-based stocks found in Redline motor oil are also in our gear oils for manual transmissions and differentials. Known around the globe as the best in protection, regardless of price. Check us out at redlineoil.com to find a dealer, or even buy online. Racing technology engineered for the street. That's Redline Oil.
Hey, racing fans, this is Big Dave Lemon, the host of Poker Action Line Radio. And I know you guys are big racing fans, but you probably like poker as well. So why not tune into a great poker show featuring interviews with poker stars and some of the greats of the game?
It's great.
And that's Poker Action Line. You can find it on iTunes by searching Poker Action Line, or pick it up on our website at PokerActionLine.com.
Now, back to WFO Radio Ignition.
Welcome back to WFO Radio. Joe Costello here with you. You can follow me on Twitter at WFO Joe. You can also follow WFO Radio on Twitter. We're over 3,600 Twitter followers. That's closing in on double what we have in Facebook page? Likes. The Facebush. And we still have more racing stuff to get into, of course. We got to talk about the new Sprint Unlimited rule. Some people are calling it the Danica rule. I'm calling it the Austin Dillon rule. Basically allowing more people in, which I'm okay with it. You know, people want to fight against all this stuff. But it is kind of funny. Daytona 500 pole winners who also competed full-time in the 2014 NASCAR Sprint Cup season. So that's two
or
people.
Or the previous season, I guess.
Well, it's basically Martin Truex Jr.,
Danica.
Austin Dillon and Danica, from what I understand. But I'm okay with it. Stop hating on Danica.
Well,
she needs
look,
to be
the whole
out
point
there.
Is that you can't just have 12 cars or 17 cars running around in a race in the field. It's a little better, and it makes it more interesting, and more, there's the possibility of more fans watching when you have bigger names involved. And it's not the Austin Dillon rule for the basic reason that Austin Dillon is nowhere near as big as Danica.
Not even
the reason it's Danica rule is because she's the most famous person who's going to get in on the rule. That's the only reason we're going to call it the Danica rule.
She's definitely the most attractive. Without a doubt.
Bar none.
16 chase drivers will be in, so all the chase guys will be in. The 2014 pole winners will be in. Former winners of the race will be in. And the Daytona 500 pole winners who competed full-time in the series. I'm all for it. I don't have a beef with it. All right, now before the break, we promised a little bit of entertainment. We're also going to open the phone lines, but I'm going to do it after this because we were on a hot subject before having to do with mobile carriers. And I thought, you know what? Wow, when we mentioned Singular, I thought there has been a whole lot of mobile carriers that have come and gone during our lifetime. Like, the whole idea of the mobile phone is new to all of us. And me, at 41 years old, I've seen a lot of come and go. And now they're just gone, like Singular. And so, Giovanni, at the tone...
Now you want me to say 30, stuff.
You have 30 seconds.
I thought this game was going to be more like Gio has to identify whether it was a real phone company or not.
You have 30 seconds to name as many as you can. He just says many
okay,
as you can.
Okay, now is it cell phone carriers or just phone companies?
I was going to say cell phone carriers.
Okay. Bell South wouldn't count? No, yeah, Bell South was one.
Did
Bell
that
South
have
mobility?
Okay, stop.
Okay.
Ready? You have 30 seconds. We're going to do it in 10 seconds. I'm giving you this as extra bonus time, okay? You're going to have bonus time, and you'll hear the countdown. In 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Altel, Singular, Bell South, Primeco.
Primeco. Keep going.
I guess AT&T's still around. Wow, you see, now I'm starting to lose them here.
10 seconds.
I can't think of any more. That's it. I'm
5 seconds.
I'm useless.
That's nothing. Time. You clammed up. At least you came up with Primeco.
No, I didn't come up with... Yeah, I didn't clam up, but...
I bet you if you did a quick search, you would come up with, like, thousands of names that you only remember. There's ones that were around last year that are gone.
Cricket Wireless.
Cricket is still around.
Okay.
But whatever Cricket took over, what was that?
No clue.
T-Mobile. Remember T-Mobile?
They're
was
still
singular.
Around, though.
T-Mobile was Singular.
Right. And I think Primeco became Nextel. Jesus.
Yeah, well, that's, you know.
I even had Nextel.
I know. It's when the pressure is on, that's when people.
All right, well, hit me. Come on, I got four. What did you?
Well, I figured you'd be looking it up.
Oh, I had to actually do this. Gio has to look up his own tool?
Not only that, there's no. That's Gio's job. That and do the segment, What's Up with Gio? Which we did not do last week. Because it was all What's Up with Gio. That was the whole show. Are you kidding me? All right, so I'm sending out a tweet right now that says, the phones are open. And maybe we'll send a push notification as well.
That worked last week.
We got a couple calls. People need to be trained. They're very busy, though. Everyone is very busy running around, shopping, doing their things, getting together for the holiday, which is next week. I am, too. I am getting ready for the holiday, as is folks like Jimmy Johnson. Sixth time. Did you see the picture of him stuck on the side of the road out of gas?
Totally did.
Jimmy Johnson out of gas on the side of the road, which I thought that was kind of funny. You know, everybody has been there. And even in the story, it says you try to make it. It's late night. You're tired. You're coming home.
That's
You've
not
been out
there.
There.
It's daytime.
No, but I'm giving the general,
okay.
Like my situation. And I'm coming home and I want to get home and I'm empty. And inevitably, I'm going to try to make it to the house, man, and just get home as opposed to going to the gas station late night, filling up. It's just not what I want to be doing at that time. And so then you make it home, of course, you make it. But then when you get up the next morning or the next time you have to go somewhere, that's when you risk running out, firing up the car, the light is on, and now you got to get to the gas station. Now, I don't know what happened with Jimmy. He clearly pushed it too far. But he was out of gas on the side of the road. And that's that.
Yeah, I to me, that's completely unacceptable. It's just...
Have you ever run out of gas?
No.
Never in your life?
No, never. I find that unacceptable. to run out of gas, especially in this day and age when the little yellow light comes on.
I ran out of gas once.
Before the little yellow light used to come on? Or you just decided, all right, yeah, not this gas station. I'm going to keep going.
Neither. I was in a – I got to be delicate when I say this. I was in a loaned Jaguar, and it had a V10. And I was doing high-speed acceleration testing. And I misjudged – well, I didn't judge. I misjudged how much fuel I was using on each high-speed acceleration test.
This sounds familiar.
Yeah,
I think I may know this story.
Around for that one. And, well, those V10s, man, they really soak up a lot of gas. And I was going good, and then all of a sudden I was stopped on the side of the road. Oh, out of gas.
You know, I think in that instance, not that I'm trying to give you a pass here.
No, I deserve
but
one.
I think in a test driving a car situation might be the only thing I can accept that as, where you're really not paying attention to that. It's not your car.
Nope.
And you're there to, like, gas it and go and see what this puppy could do.
Exactly.
The last thing you would expect is for it to run out of gas. Well, I can't believe they gave me this thing with that little bit of gas.
Well, I mean, I knew I had...
I know in this case you might have been driving around, but that's... I think in this one I could totally understand. But other than that, I mean,
the quarter becomes zero really rapidly when you're going 100...
Or even in that case, maybe you might have just gunned it a little too far and you might have caused it to turn off with that little bit of gas that you had to get to the gas station.
Oh, I was gunning it all the way.
But no, I mean,
100%.
Like for me, in my truck, to run out of gas, like going from here to home or on the way to the supermarket or what have you, is completely unacceptable to me. I just can't see how someone could do that.
So you blame Jimmy Johnson then?
Totally, yeah. Yes. No. He doesn't even pay for his gas, I'm sure.
Oh, no. Somebody does, but I mean, he has to provide some sort of form of payment when he gets the gas.
He probably goes to a place where, like, he waves and he signs the bill and somebody gets billed at the end of the month for it.
That's exactly correct.
Yeah, like when he shows up at Lowe's, you know he doesn't have to pay for the stuff he buys.
How great
would
that
be? He's got the Lowe's card. Oh, my God, if I could have the home improvement store card.
If you could only have one card at one store, which store would it be?
Ooh, I guess it'd have to be Home Depot.
Yeah, I think I find myself going to Home Depot more than Lowe's. And I have one
of
each.
Well, from at least locally around here
equidistant.
In the our surrounding area, I find that the Home Depot is better for when you're actually doing stuff and building stuff and starting projects, whereas the Lowe's has more of the nicer stuff on the inside. And so I find myself doing projects and needing the stuff at the Home Depot more.
Yeah.
And there's never I can never find help at Lowe's. What are you guys doing out there, Lowe's? There's never anybody around. I mean, I feel like if I could just steal the whole store, because anytime I'm there and I need someone, there's never anyone around, Lowe's. Come on, where are all the Lowe's employees or whatever, associates or whatever you call them?
Isn't that the truth? I support that rant.
At least at the Home Depot, there's people constantly harassing me, whether they're trying to keep me from putting stuff in my pocket, but there's every aisle I walk up to, there's somebody trying to help me.
I don't have that problem at my Home Depot, but there are many more, at least double, maybe triple, the employees there are at Lowe's. Lowe's is just a big vacant warehouse. You're on your own there.
You think they're profiling me at Home Depot? Is that what's going on?
Maybe. What are they asking you? Are they making you put your hands up?
No, I'm not walking around like that. Please don't shoot.
Yeah.
No, it's more like, can I help you? I'm like, no, thanks, just looking.
Let's see. I just got a text message. This is going to be a group decision, and you and I are going to be the group.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
And the audience, they're going to weigh in. Not really. I just got a text from the Dirty Hippie that says, I can call, but I'm pretty drunk.
So what's wrong with that?
I think
that's better than anything.
Yeah. I think we're going to go ahead and we're going to make a move.
I'm all in on that. I'm all in on the hippie calling in DUI.
Now, he doesn't know that I put that out on the air. I mean, he knows now because he's listening now. But in the past, when we were doing the show, he didn't know. So we'll find out what that means.
Right. I understand exactly what you're saying.
It'll be interesting. Because I got him one more racing subject. He says, okay, beware of drunkenness. Well, we'll see what happens when the hippie calls in. But there's another topic that I want to mention in the racing world. I did actually do some research this week, and I'm bringing something to the table. The hippie, we can talk about Ferrari, our new co-favorite team, with Vettel and Kimi. Kind of interesting. And some people are suggesting that the Alonso for Vettel swap is a good deal. So maybe we should be happy. Things are looking up.
I don't think it's a terrible thing now. I'll be honest with you. Alonso was my favorite driver even when he wasn't at Ferrari. I liked the guy and I liked the guy's style. I mean, I wasn't rooting for him to win at Renault, but I still like the guy as a driver. And I find myself a little bit upset or offended by the whole relationship souring. Like, if I can't fully be a Fernando fan now, do you understand what I mean? Like, it's been soiled.
It has. It is. It's a nasty breakup.
The sanctity of my Ferrari fandom.
It's a little divorce-ish. It's kind of funny. All right. So
kind of Kurt Busch girlfriend kind of problems?
Maybe not. Let's go out to the phone line. We're getting a phone call in from the only four-time NASCAR Fantasy League champion, a.k.a. the Dirty Hippies is out there. Happy holiday, hippie.
Hello.
How are you?
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. Thank you very much for calling into our program and breaking up the monotony.
Well, I don't know what's been going on, but I'm glad I could be here.
Yeah, no, we are very happy to have you here on the show. And we've been talking around, kicking around the sprint, not returning, and the new rules to get in the sprint unlimited. You have to just be between 5 foot one and 5 foot four female with brown hair. And you're in, and that kind of stuff. What's going on in Rich's world?
I don't know. I'm just still trying to figure out how Gio got into the championship round of the Fantasy Football League.
Yes, you lost to the DC Dynasty. Otherwise, it would have been you and Gio in the Super Bowl. Think of how much fun that would have been for us. You blew it.
I don't know. I mean, all of a sudden, my entire team just decided not to show up. I'm pretty pissed off about it.
Pissed off. It's aggravating when that happens. If you have a big week in fantasy football, like a huge week, chances are the next week you're not going to be able to bring the pain.
Dude, it's happened every week. I mean, it just happened to happen in the semifinal where nobody showed up for me. I mean, I don't know what to say.
Yeah, no, well, you did good. You and the Money Man both made the semifinals, but now it is Slash versus Giovanni in a very, very significant Super Bowl for our group of friends, but apparently our fantasy commissioner doesn't seem too interested.
You know, I just figured out that whoever created this league decided that return yards would be counted for points. Who the hell decided that would be a...
That was voted on by the people because we felt like, you know, guys like Devin Hester, who bring it all the time, gives you extra incentive to draft someone like him who's going to get you some return yards. It's going to go with the defense.
There was nothing discussed or told when I was dragged into this league about that.
Oh, look, man, you could have looked up the rules on your own, all right? That's what I was told when I was complaining about the rules.
Every time I complain about the rules, I get told to go read the rules.
Go read the rules, Rich.
I think it's ridiculous that we have two divisions, and yet the top eight teams are taken in order. So five teams come out of one division, and three teams come out of the other division. It's like, what's the point? But the WFO audience does not care about this fantasy league, but they are probably rooting against Gio.
No way.
Well,
they all want me to win.
Of course I'm rooting against Gio. Why would I not root against Gio? It's been 7 years rooting against Gio.
That's just what you do. You just root against Gio.
I'm just shocked he's made it this far. I mean, everything's had to come together. All the access of evils have to come together for him to reach the championship round in our league. I don't know. If he wins, I'm very scared of what's going to happen to this world. There's some sort of meteors that are going to come down, some sort of fireball. We're all going to die if he wins, so root against Gio,
wow.
Please.
And on top of that, Joe won't have to pay if his good friend Slash wins, because he paid for him last year. At least that's what I'm going to try to plead as my case. So let's talk Ferrari, another restructuring going on. Pat Fry and Nick Tombasis are gone, two of the designers, and new guys coming in. We are now one big family. This is kind of interesting, Rich. We can talk to you and Gio and myself. We can all get together and have, like, Ferrari team meetings.
Is this good or bad?
I think it's kind of bad. The friction is gone. We're all on the same team. We're just a couple of guys having, like, a discussion. But you know what? We're all Yankee fans, and this is what we do about the Yanks. So we're kind of in the same boat now.
They're just forcing us onto one boat.
We have been forced onto one boat. Vettel, Gio and I had to compromise on Vettel. You have to compromise on the red sled. We are all in the same boat together.
I just hope that Vettel gives a damn next year and he actually puts forth 100% effort and goes back to winning 60% of the races.
Well, I would love that, but I don't think that's going to happen. But I would love it if it did.
You know, you said that last year when I was telling you how Williams was going to be a dominant force with Massa, and you laughed, and you saw where they ended up.
They
so.
Were not a
but
dominant force.
I mean, yeah, Rich, come on. I'll give you they were really much better than anyone could ever have anticipated, but except you, clearly.
Only
but
because of the Mercedes
force,
engine.
Dominant force. And
we
think
have
that's
a
reach.
A late entry to overstatement of the year on WFO Radio.
You go back to the audio tape. You can see when I said Moss is gonna. There's a chance he could win the title. I guarantee it. You go back and find it.
Yeah, we'll go back and find it. He didn't even come close to winning the title.
He didn't even come close, really, that close to winning a race.
The last race, he kind of came close.
Williams was strong. They were the second best team all year long. They just, for some reason, couldn't put it together, but
they should have been
the second. They were the second best team.
They were
far.
Getting beaten by the people who supplied them their engines. Otherwise, if Mercedes had decided to not race, they would have been the best team. If that's what you're saying, then I get it.
So why don't we send some kind of super spy in, Gio? Go risk your life. I mean, if you die, you die. That's fine, but. Go in there and see if you can find some information and pass it on to Ferrari.
A lot of references to Gio's untimely demise coming out of Rich here.
Rich, are you going to take care of my wife and child when my untimely demise comes?
I love your wife and child. They are very dear to me. I will, of course, take care of them.
All right, well, I'll ship them up over there.
Listen, we all heard that. If that happens, that's a legally binding contract. Just want to point that out. Now, I don't know if you guys saw, but if you go to the WFO Radio Facebook page on a semi-regular basis, as everybody should, and be part of our very paltry 1979 people who like us, there was a story posted last week about Bernie Ecclestone basically just totally making a 360, not a 360, a 180, and wanting to propose V10 engines. Did you guys see that?
Yes.
What do you think about that?
I want to know is who's second in charge. So if he just somehow disappears, who takes over? Like, who do we need to put our trust in?
I don't know the answer to that question. I'm sure it's available if we did a little research. Like, who is, if Bernie was to meet his untimely demise, who takes over? How does that work? I don't know the answer.
I want eights. I want tens. I want as much horsepower and sound as you can possibly get in F1. Last year was just absolutely ridiculous. It didn't make any sense. Everybody hated it. I mean, let's get it back to where...
This is your opinion now you're telling us?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's get back to where everybody, you know, the cars go by and everybody's just super excited every single lap. Every single time the cars go by, they can't even stand the sound that goes by.
I'm going to do you one better because I agree with you. One of the WFO listeners messaged me this story. What do you think about the V10s? And I said... I was into it. And he said, why? And I was like, in racing, bigger is better, period. And, you know, what's better than a V8, a V10? And, of course, what's better than a V10, Gio?
12.
A V12, without a doubt. But I was also, if you remember, pushing the new technology. You know, the financial crisis was happening. Everyone was getting out of everything. The world was ending. We were all going to meet our own untimely demises. And Max Mosley pushed these rules changes, you know, pushing the technology and all that. And that's why we have what we have now. I do think it is impressive, but I can't see it. It's not visible to me. I don't know what it is. I can't hear it. It's under the hood. I don't know what it is. So it's really difficult for me to get excited about it. So here's what I propose. Are you ready to hear it?
I am ready.
Gio, are you ready to hear it?
I'm all ears.
All right. Here's what has to happen in Formula One. This is the new direction for Formula One that I am proposing right now. And the answer is everything. Everything. You clearly don't care if the teams have to spend tons of money because you just made them do this and then you don't, now you're going to make them do that. From efficient six cylinders with electrical boost to V10s, like you are putting these teams through hell. So how about this? What do you want to build? I want to build an electric turbocharged four cylinder. You think that'll win? Yes, do it. I want to build a V12. Why? Naturally aspirated. Why? Because I think I can win with it. Do it. I want to build a V10. I want to build this. And let's open up the restrictions. Let's let the teams design whatever the heck they want to design and bring it to the table and have it determine what's going to be best on the racetrack. Is that insane? Is that impossible now? We clearly are spending way too much money already. Maybe we'll spend less money because the teams won't be spending billions of dollars trying to adhere to rules. They will just be coming up with ideas and pursuing them.
You're overthinking this. Basically, all they need to do is basically anything that makes our ears bleed, like we need super earplugs to go out and watch these races, that's what they need to do. Go back and go to that. So when we go to the race, all you say when they go by is wow. That's all you need is a wow factor.
Says the three guys who collectively have been to one Formula One race once. But I agree, the sound has got to be there. It's just a totally different kind of flying altogether. Anyway, so I'm advocating for the V10, but I really would like for just to allow the V8s from 2 years ago and the V6s from this year and the V10s. Let's put them all three of them out there at the same time. You got three engine combinations in 3 years. Whichever one is most economically viable for whichever team, do it. If Marussia wants to use, not that they exist anymore, a V8 from 2 years ago, why can't they? If they can get a hold of 10 of them and run through the rules the way they want, why can't they? And you run the V10 against the V6. Who's faster? I don't know.
Go nuts.
Let's just go nuts. Let's get silly like that. I think that's the way to go. Will that happen? No.
They're spending billions of dollars. You might as well.
They are.
All right, Rich, real quickly, I can't find out who's second in charge. Bernie owns Formula One. Bernie. And there's a whole bunch of, it's like a house of cards. It's owned by Bernie and a whole bunch of like subsidiary companies and holding companies and like, it's.
So basically, you are on par where you are also terrible at research. As well.
All right, you go for it, bud. It's not that it's terrible. It's that essentially it's Bernie and a whole bunch of like these companies and holding companies and other subsidiaries of companies that he owns, and he's selling the shares to other companies that he owns, and it's basically it's Bernie. Bernie's in charge. That's it.
Yeah, Bernie is in charge, and at some point though, Bernie's not going to be around because it's just the nature of
he's going to. Find somebody and handpick a successor is what's going to happen.
Do you guys want to guess what the best-selling diecast
but
of
here,
2014
real quickly,
was?
Hold on. The Formula One is owned by a group of companies that is ultimately owned by Delta Topco, a New Jersey-based company owned primarily by investment companies CVC Capital Partners, LBI Group, and Waddell & Reed, with the remaining ownership split between Bernie Ecclestone and some other investment companies and companies directors.
So a New Jersey company owns Formula One?
If that's true, there's no way they didn't allow the New Jersey-New York race to not happen. There's no way. If they owned the entire thing, there's no way that would happen.
Well, that's certainly
well, no,
something
that
else
has,
going on here.
That has to deal with also a lot of the red tape of that the state of, you know, in the state of New Jersey, not necessarily that just because a company, you know, this capital, you know, it's a big financial
they're
company
based
in New Jersey doesn't mean that they have the clout in New Jersey to bring this race.
From what I understand, though, that is it was a very difficult deal to get done. And it's not totally dead yet. It has to do with money. We could hear that thing come back in a couple of years. Formula One in New Jersey. But it is kind of cool to know that Formula One is in many ways based in New Jersey. All right, best-selling diecast of 2014. Do you know what it is?
Dale Jr.
Dale Jr. what?
The Daytona race win.
That's it, the Daytona race win. Not only is it the best-selling diecast of 2014, but it's also the best-selling diecast in the history of Lionel Racing. Makes sense. I did not buy one. I guess I should
have.
Well,
Lionel owns now the Elite and all those RCCA.
Yes, they are in charge. So that is kind of cool. Dale Jr. So you got the holidays coming, Rich. Before we let you go, what is your plan for Christmas, of course. But then New Year's. You going to make a big New Year's resolution for Rich?
Well, I believe if I didn't win this year,
I believe that you will win.
States that I will win next year.
You believe that you will win?
7 years have stated that I have won every other year, and I just hope it so happened to win, back to back years. So
hey, listen, I got a little homework for you. This is very important now. This is very important. This is serious. All joking aside, this is important. Not just for you, Rich, but everyone in the WFO audience. So is everybody ready to receive very important information? Here we go. I was on the phone today with the trophy shop that is going to make the placard that goes on the WFO Radio Fantasy League trophy that everybody loves so much. They're the finishing touch to the deal. We got to put the plaque that says WFO Fantasy League Champion on there, and then the names. So Rich and Saukas was never a WFO Fantasy League Champion. We need to figure out who these names are, because I need to get these placards done.
How was Rich and Saukas not a champion?
He claims he was not a champion. I put him on the spot. He called. He said, no, that you are misremembering.
I am not.
Why would he not acknowledge the fact that he was a champion?
I don't know. Maybe
he
was a figment of your imagination.
Yes, exactly. It's like Eva Mendes saying, remember when we went on that date and you and me kissed? And
who did he say who won that
year?
He
doesn't know. Nobody knows.
It was him.
You have won so much, you have made us all forget.
Why would he say he hadn't won if he had, though, Rich? I mean, I think I might say I had won if I hadn't.
Here's
but
what
I
know.
Think I would say I hadn't.
This is what we got.
He's a terrible human being, and he doesn't want to be the best Rich. I don't know.
I won a year. Money Man won a year. You won 4 years. Youper won this year. That's all I got.
I had one from last year, but I forgot now. It was
we need to fill in these blanks, man. These names have got to go in. And, oh, by the way, Youper won. I forgot to. He's got to call
in. So we're missing 1 year.
No, we're missing more than 1 year. We need as many as we can get going back to my victory, which will be the first one.
Yeah, it was you.
Listen, we can't do it on
the air. We're not going to do this on the air.
Yeah, we're not going to do this on the air. And it doesn't need to be done by the end of the show. I'm just saying, in the next, 72 hours, please do your best to come up with as many WFO Fantasy League champions from the recent years. We could go back to the beginning of WFO radio and a couple of years on the NASCAR radio.
Which was one?
Well, just as long as it includes the championship that I won.
That was the year before I won.
Which time? The first time.
The first time.
It went
before I joined.
It went Joe, Rich, Money Man, someone.
That was me. No.
Then Rich, then Youper won. Yeah, it's not going to be easily done. All right, Rich, any final points?
Yeah, you guys are idiots. Rich and Saugus is an idiot. Rich and Saugus won. I'm not sure why he's not saying he won, but he did win.
Okay, this is a mystery wrapped in a puzzle, surrounded by an enigma now. What's going on?
And Gio, we'll pass the hat, and we'll collect some funds, and you can go off and collect all sorts of data so we can have Ferrari win next year.
Excellent. We're going to send him. We're going to give him a disguise. That's the next week's question of the week. What should Gio's disguise be?
As long as he doesn't wear a mustache, I'm cool with it.
There you go. All right,
and
Rich.
And as long as he doesn't try to ride the train around his Christmas tree, I'm good with it as well.
You irritated Mrs. Giovanni greatly with your post.
Oh, did it? Yeah, I never got any type of response to that, so I am curious
no
of
idea
what my
he was talking about,
comment.
But I do realize
it's
that.
It's a Facebook thing.
Right, I guess that's why I wouldn't know. But I was about to ask, I wonder how Rich knows that that there's a train around my Christmas
tree. It's all
tree.
The photographs that are all
well,
over Facebook.
I am friends with your wife.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
We are very good friends.
Great friends.
So
they're very close.
That is how.
Hey, you know, these long-distance relationships don't really work out, Rich.
Yeah. All right, enough
I mean,
of
are,
this.
All right.
Rich, say hello to Mrs. Dirty Hippies and, of course, the girls. If I do not speak with you directly, Merry Christmas to you and your family. And please be on the lookout in your mailbox coming soon, okay?
Yes, I am still waiting.
Okay, good. There he goes, folks. Rich.
Bye-bye, Rich.
Have a nice
bye-bye.
Day. There he goes. Rich York of the Dirty Hippies. He wasn't that bad. He was actually good. He had it together. He was sharp. He had the wit. It was all going.
He didn't even sound inebriated.
No, not at all. Good job, Rich. I know you're listening. Excellent work. He was even kind of comedic. Now I want to tell you folks about a great sponsor of ours here on WFO Radio. And over the past year, we've talked a lot about why you're a racing fan and the whole deal. If I ask you, you're a football fan, like what name a big moment, name an experience. Oh, scoring a touchdown. Yeah, I remember when I was three, I scored a touchdown and I was on the field and Polk High and four touchdowns and the whole thing. You've had the experience.
I think that was six touchdowns.
I thought it was four touchdowns. Al Bundy was four touchdowns, Polk High.
I know it's Polk High.
Yeah. But driving a car, driving a race car, it's something that you don't get the chance to do it just every day because it requires a lot of investment and a lot of time and a lot of resources. Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School has made it a lot easier with their Dragster Adventure program. You can earn your license. You could just have fun. Either way works. Open a browser. Go to frankhawley.com. That is frankhawley.com. And plan your trip for next year, for 2015, Fontana, California, St. Louis, Missouri, Reading, Pennsylvania, Norwalk, Ohio, Phoenix, Arizona, Gainesville, Florida. These are all tracks that have hosted the Dragster Adventure. Prices start at $399, and I know you're saying, wow, that's a lot of money. You want me to plunk down $400 for something that's going to happen over the course of 2015, and I don't know when. Well, the folks at Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School, for WFO Radio listeners, will allow you to make four easy payments. And basically, you're saving in advance for your Dragster Adventure.
You can't beat that.
866-480-7223. Tell them you heard it on WFO Radio. Maybe you want to send your husband or your wife or your son or your daughter or some racing fan, friend, or a great client. 866-480-7223. Bachelor parties, sales teams. But the fact that they'll let you break it up, you could pay in advance and then figure out which one of the courses is going to be closest to you, and then you know you've got this great experience coming to you. And I like to think that that makes the whole idea much more doable for people to get into the roll cage of a race car, to put on the helmet, to sit there behind that butterfly wheel, to mash the gas and have 600 horsepower, a big block Chevrolet, propel you forward 0 to 60 miles per hour in just 3 seconds, 0 to 130 in the quarter mile, an experience that very, very few people have and something you will truly remember for the rest of your life. Go to frankhawley.com to find out more or give them a call, 866- 480-7223. Remember to tell them you heard it on WFO Radio. We'll be back and wrap this thing up.
This is WFO Radio.
Hey, race fans, this is Joe Costello here to tell you about Rodax Coffee and Grills.com. The summer is over, the holidays are coming. The winter is coming. Make sure you can wake up every day in the cold winter with a cup of Rodax coffee by going to RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com or give him a call. Marvin Rodak, a big WFO radio listener, NHRA fan down there in Fort Worth, Texas, 817-924-6821. They have got over 40 single original coffees to choose from, plus custom special blends like WFO Radio Blend or Bang the Blower. It's what everybody's talking about. Get some for yourself. All specialty grade coffee represents the top 5% of coffee grown in the world. They're all roasted fresh per order. And there are limited edition seasonal and rare micro lots of coffee available. They've got exotics like Sumatra Kopi Luwak, Panama Geisha, Australia, the Hawaii Kona coffee. They've got it all. Get on the phone, 817-924-6821 for Rodax Coffee and Grills.com.
Get fired up on the WFO line.
WFO, Joe.
954-889-6796.
It's just been an absolute joy to be a drag racing fan.
Go wide open, and your call may be used on the show.
Or preface by saying I'm not a Kurt Busch fan or apologist. I don't know where Greg Anderson's ego is gone, but I know one person that's going to be a big-time villain in pro stock.
That's 954-889-6796. That phone line is always WFO.
If you're looking for extra horsepower, check out WilsonManifolds.com, the leader in intake manifold and nitrous oxide development. They've set records and won championships in just about every series in professional racing. Sprint Cup, Nationwide, Camping World Truck Series, NHRA Pro Stock, right up to the Nitro classes. If you're looking for extra horsepower, check out the leader in intake and nitrous development at WilsonManifolds.com.
WFO Radio t-shirts are now available. Wear your WFO with pride. Supplies are limited. Click WFO Store to order yours today.
The one, the only WFO Radio, NHRA Nitro.
You got to keep on keeping on. It's top fuel drag racing going 330 miles an hour. You never know what can happen, so hang on and we're having fun.
WFORadio.com.
Hey, this is Dale Jr., and you're listening to Joe Costello on WFO Radio. What's WFO mean?
Wide open.
Now write it down so you get it.
Here's your host, Joe Costello.
Thank you very much, Dale. Enjoy your Christmas and holidays. Final segment here on WFO Radio Ignition. Hopefully everybody's doing great out there. You know, the WFO shirts, we have had a rush on the WFO shirts. And what I would say is, first of all, thank you for wanting to represent the WFO Radio colors out there. Wherever you are, it is very helpful to the show. You are walking advertising for other listeners and other people out there. Also, you're paying for the shirts to get made in the future. So that is big. So thank you for that. And if you have not purchased a WFO Radio t-shirt...
What's wrong with you?
Let's go out to the phone lines. Out there on the Skype line, who's out on the WFO line?
What's going on, Joe?
Who is this? Is this Miller Man?
This is Miller Man.
I should program you into my phone. What was your health issue?
I got my two shirts in the mail 2 weeks ago.
That you are, that is right, Miller Man.
Beautiful shirt.
Do you enjoy it?
Don't do them justice. Everybody, get a shirt. They're awesome. They're bright and colorful.
I'm glad you like it. I liked it too. I think they do look better in person than they do on Gio's back. Maybe that's it. Maybe our marketing campaign is not good. Gio looking all giant in his shirt.
I have no comment for Gio.
Thank you, Miller Man. Maybe we could get our model over there at the truck stops to model the shirt for us.
Now he's gone. We lost.
I don't know where the truck stop model went to.
Yeah, no, he's MIA.
I shamed him by defeating him in the fantasy league. Remember, he came in, talking smack and talking loud.
Yeah.
And then he was just handily defeated in fantasy by me, finishing 49th. But no, we do have a model with a photograph of the shirt on, and she is a brunette, and she is she is great, and she did very professionally done photographs. We are just waiting for them to be uploaded to the website, but they will be up there soon.
Can't wait to see them.
Yes, it's actually very good, and she's a very helpful person to us on WFO Radio. Kara, you know Kara.
Yeah, I know Kara. Yeah, friend of the show.
She's a friend of the show.
She's easy on the eyes too.
She's a wonderful person. So, Miller Man, what was your health problem last week? What'd you have? You had wisdom teeth taken out? What was the deal?
No, I had my tonsils taken out about 2.5 weeks ago.
I can't believe you're even speaking. I went through that process as an adult. It's a nightmare. Are you on Percocet?
No. I forget. Naproxen.
Okay.
Oh, the Naproxen, yeah.
Got me on the Naproxen right now. No, I just started talking pretty good this past weekend, about 2 weeks after the surgery. So it was a lot rougher than I anticipated.
They could not possibly explain how difficult it is to have it done as an adult. I went through it, and it took me months before I could speak properly, because the whole back of my like mouth and tongue, everywhere that you form your voice, was like scarred and mutated. It was awful.
Yeah, and I'm still rolling my tongue, like I still have a lisp or something like that. It's weird, but.
But you'll be better off. I don't know
what. I'm telling everybody, if you have kids and you think your tonsils should be removed, do them a favor right now and get it taken out while they're young. Because being 40 years old and getting your tonsils taken out, that ain't no fun at all right there.
It's a helpful tip he's giving you, folks, because I went through it. I used to get sick all the time. Like, I would get illnesses very, very often. And finally, the doctor said, we're going to remove your tonsils. And I get sick, you know, 20% of the time that I used to. So I've had an 80% decrease in the amount that I get sick and miss work and all that stuff since the tonsils were removed. So I think it's a great move.
I'm just now realizing how bad the off season is when we get talking about tonsils.
That is true. That is true. Now, while we got you on the line.
How boring can we be?
I think people find personal health and fitness interesting. That's my experience, is that people all think about these things and they're into it. That's just me. But we, you know, we wrap it in the NASCAR wrapping paper. And since we are in our final segment, there is something that I have yet to talk about on the show. And I'm going to talk about now while you're on the phone line. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
It's the new video monitoring of pit road, which we did not discuss it last week. I think it came out right after our show. And basically, there is going to be video monitoring of pit road resulting in, oh, look, other people are calling too, resulting in the removal of the officials from pit road. So NASCAR is able to eliminate all that labor, number one. But number two, the teams will self-monitor lug nuts. So if it's the final pit stop of the race and you're coming down pit road and maybe three will get you there, from what I understand, that's on you. Just, to, you know, hope the wheel doesn't come off.
Oh, what is this, golf now?
How's that golf?
Golf, like you're supposed to say, keep your own
yes,
score and your,
yes,
you know,
yes,
honesty here,
yes.
The honesty game?
Honesty.
I don't buy that one on this whole self-monitoring the lug nuts.
Well, at the end
of it.
I mean,
if they could get away with two, they're gonna be out there.
And that's the big question mark, is how few lug nuts is the right amount to get you 10 laps under high stress? That's the question. And they're gonna be self-monitoring. And another aspect of the video monitoring that is going to be, in question is the crew guys jumping over the wall. Right now, you're allowed to jump over the wall once your car has broken through the back of your pit box. But it is a very vague rule, and the officials don't throw the flag really ever. Did you go a little earlier? Supposedly, they did some tests with the new video monitoring system, and hundreds of penalties were forecast. And so they're expecting a lot of penalties at the start of the season for crew guys going over the wall early. My question is this a good idea? Is this what is the great benefit to us of this?
I need some time to digest all this.
It's going to be very different.
I have not heard the video monitoring thing and the elimination of jobs.
That's why you got to listen to
WFO. Which sounds like drones and everything y'all talked about last off season. I knew about the lug nut thing, and I'm very intrigued on that. You know, like you said, can three get you to the end with 10 to go? You know, how bad the vibrations will be, how many more wrecks we're going to have in the sport? You know, I'm very intrigued on that, because it just gives us another element, you know, in the race to look forward to. And you got to think some people out there are just going to completely play it safe. I'm not sure. But I'm surprised no one's talking about that.
any more than they have.
It is a very interesting situation.
Yeah, the self-policing part is just like the joke to me.
Well, you don't think people are going to self-police?
No, clearly not. They're going to be pointing fingers and maybe saying, hey, look, his left with four.
Yeah. Well,
might be self-policing. Like, he doesn't have all five.
Well, but it doesn't matter if you have all five or not. That's on you. I'm going to bring up the story. And while I'm bringing up the story, we can also discuss Brian Vickers, worst luck ever as far as a healthy human being. This guy, man, my goodness.
Heart surgery.
He's got a hole in his heart.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is serious stuff. I don't know if he should even continue racing.
Vickers says, first, I want to thank everyone for their sincere support. I've faced obstacles before and have made it made victory much sweeter, and I know that will be the case again. My previous experience has given me a very keen understanding of my body. Last week, I knew something wasn't right, so I went to the hospital to be checked out. Following several tests, it was discovered that my body was rejecting an artificial patch that was inserted in 2010 to fix a hole in my heart. Saturday, I had to have corrective surgery to repair the hole, and now I am beginning the recovery process. I will need plenty of time, rest, and rehab, but this temporary setback will not stop me from pursuing my dream of becoming a NASCAR Sprint Cup Series champion, says Brian Vickers. Sad.
Ooh, no, and a couple years ago, the blood clots. What are you going to do? It's health is most important, man. That's it.
Yeah.
I wish him luck. I hope that he doesn't just croak. The heart is the main engine.
Well, thank you very much, Gio, for your
wonderful assessment.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks. There's a lot of negative talk about untimely demise here on the program. Miller Man, you got anything else? Now, you're a Brad Kay fan, right?
I'm sorry?
You're a Brad Kay fan, right?
Yeah.
I got something. I don't know. I've been debating. I've got this big internal debate going on. I got something that you might like. I might send it your way. Maybe not.
What a guy.
Well, go ahead.
I'll have to talk with Gio on it on the remainder of the show. Miller Man, Merry Christmas to you and your family. It was great hanging out with you this year.
That's all I was calling about, really, was to wish you and Gio a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Hope y'all got your Christmas shopping done early.
We are ready. I am locked and loaded. I did it all on Groupon. Yeah.
Ready. I just got to go out and get a couple of gift certificates, and that's it.
There you go. Gift cards. Awesome stuff. Well, we'll be doing the show next week on Monday, Gio. I don't know if you know that.
Oh.
Because it's Christmas Eve on Wednesday. We're not doing the show on Christmas Eve. Plus, you'll be up there with the mouse. So we're going to do it on Monday, and we're going to open the phones, and hopefully everybody out there will help us kill a little time like you just did, Miller Man. Thank you.
Thank you, and everybody out there listening, Merry Christmas to all of them also, and hope everybody has a wonderful New Year.
That was so nice. Way
Same
to go, Miller
to you,
Man.
Miller Man.
Don't get addicted to those pills, okay?
Except for a restrictor plate.
He's not even out there anymore. He gave up on it.
He'll be back next year.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, if he even comes back. Have a good one, guys.
Later. There's Miller Man. And I rushed him off the phone. Not that I rushed him. But
I kept hearing the call waiting.
Someone else is trying to call, so we want to give them the opportunity. Here's the story. This coming from Pit Talks. Basically, one rule that stands out as a game changer for NASCAR is NASCAR won't penalize or monitor missed lug nuts or lug nuts that get locked off during a stop. The new rule or lack of a rule could be a huge gain for teams that are willing to gamble, et cetera, and so on. Okay, now where is the story, man? I can't find it. It's ridiculous.
Where is that confounded bridge?
Yes, it is. So, you know, the Miller Man, he claims to be, now that he's not listening anymore.
Okay, yeah, Brad Kay fan?
Well, remember a couple of years ago at Homestead Miami Speedway when Brad Kay won the championship?
Yes.
You remember that great up-close photograph that you got standing next to Brad Kay? Remember that?
In the media center?
Yes.
Yes.
In the media center? And remember, while we were there, we were by one of our great, very close and personal colleagues. We were given basically the Brad Keselowski championship hat dance bag.
Yes, I do recall now.
that basically is the same hats and the same everything and the same stuff that Brad, they won the championship
yeah,
and they got, and
yeah,
the Penske,
yes,
it's all this Penske
yes,
stuff.
Yes, I do remember now.
And it's in a bag, it's like it was... like
I
a,
do, no, like if we were one of the members that was given the bag with all the hat dance, like if we were going to be up on the stage giving a hat dance.
Yes.
Yes, I do recall
we
that
we were
now.
Able to acquire one of those.
We were given one.
Yes.
I was actually.
You were given one. And it's I have it. It's in the WFO prize closet, and I look at it all the time, and I think, you know, should I wear the Penske hat? Should I give it to the King of Nothing who claims to be a Penske fan? But he's not. He's not. Not enough of a fan to deserve something that is, like, there's no hologram. There's no nothing that tells you it was, in fact, a Brad K championship hat dance bag kit thing. There's no authentication. It's just a bunch of Penske hats and a bunch of things. So I'm looking at it thinking, like, what am I going to do with this? Like, who would appreciate this? Who would really get it? Who would understand it? Who would realize? And so every once in a while, I think, like, the number one Brad K fan that's out there that I think about, I think of Miller Man. He could be the guy who gets it.
Wow, that's nice of you.
Well, I haven't made the decision yet. I'm working
oh,
towards. I'm working towards that conclusion.
I see what you...
That's the idea. It's out.
That's what you were trying to get
it's
at.
Out on the table.
You're trying to figure out whether you want to give Miller Man one of the hats in the bag.
I was just going to give him the whole bag.
Oh, why? I didn't even know it was that nice.
So
whoa,
you think
Miller
I should
Man.
Not give him the whole bag. You're thinking I should break it up. Interesting, Gio. Okay. So, it, all right. Thank you for your feedback.
Well, you see, that comes from the having the child. You don't give them all the treats at once, you know. You kind of
right.
space them out.
If I'm gonna move stuff down the road, I want it to be the people but who no, really
yes.
appreciate.
I, you know what? I agree. I think that's a great idea by you.
All right. Well, we'll see. We'll put it through the review center and see. You know what? I cannot find the story. The story about the pit road monitoring. I was looking for it, and I can't do it. Can't find it. Rule comes into play. 3 or 4. I find a piece of the story, but not the rest of the story about the video monitoring that talks about the officials not being there, talking about the crew members going over the wall early. I had it, but it's gone. The good news is this is the kind of show that next week we can just find it again. I want to remind everybody our great friends from Poker Action Line are already queuing up outside the studio to do their great poker show.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure you will love. How many of our audience have informed us that they are also listeners of the Poker Action Line show? Not many. You got to check it out. At least subscribe to the podcast. Oh, here we go.
Somebody got in it.
Kurt Busch failed to advance in the Race of Champions. Let's go out to the phone line. Who's out there on the WFO line?
That's all the personal problems.
Hey, WFO, Joe, it's Lo.
Lo Jingones. What's up, Jingone? How you doing?
What's up? It's going pretty good. I was getting a little disappointed and heartbroken that you guys weren't picking up. It was going straight to the voicemail.
Miller Man 2 Brian was on the phone line hawking a chinic about something.
I should have known. I should have known. That Miller Man, first of all, he climbed up onto the cage at Richmond a while ago. And, you know, now that he's
that guy
he's
got convicted,
free.
By the way. That guy got convicted.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Yeah, the guy who climbed on the fence got convicted and won't see him no more.
Oh, wow. Dang. Well, hopefully that means Miller Man won't be a contender next year's fantasy league.
I think he will. I think it's going to be tough next year. I'm already, I just told Gio and Rich York, who was on with us earlier of the Dirty Hippies, that I have got an appointment at the trophy shop, and the final touches on the WFO Fantasy Trophy are going together, including the names of the past champions, including this year's champ, Youper One, who, you may recall, also won, Giovanni, this Autolite hat that I got at the beginning of the year in a Twitter contest. Remember, this was the big prize prior to the trophy.
Is that the trucker hat?
Yes. Thank you.
No, it is not a trucker hat, and I believe that is the whole point. Yes. This
way
hat
to go, Lo. You the man, Lo.
It has been sitting on the desk all year, and it goes to the winner of the Fantasy League Championship, which is Youper One, who has yet to send us his address.
Well, he doesn't want to have the personal information over here.
No, he wants to send
us. He's afraid we're going
to
show up at the door.
He forgot that he even got this, but he gets it.
Are you going to send him the little paper that was kind of encrypted with the logo of the company and everything that came with the hat?
No, I think that's been lost.
Come on, man. I thought you were going to frame that the way you described it. I was like, wow.
I'm going to have to go back. Maybe it's around here. If you could only see our studio, it's like a tidal wave of paper, and we're constantly being washed in and out of the studio because of it. So maybe it is around here. But the hat, you know, it has been sitting directly in front of me for this entire year. And here it is, the Autolite non-trucker hat, which will go to Youper One. Congratulations, Youper. Send us your address.
Congratulations, Youper, and... Yeah, good luck next year defending the title too, by the way, because no chance. I'm definitely looking for some redemption with this year's poor performance.
Well, we'll see if you are or you're not. Have you already created your dry erase board and set a preliminary team for the final 10 races?
The month of December is pretty tough for us UPS guys and real truck drivers out here.
Well, that is true. How is that going, the whole UPS experience?
Oh gosh, it's a nightmare on its own every day up until Christmas Eve, which we're working till we're done.
Do you have an assistant in your truck with you?
I just dropped him off right now, so I have to finish up the last 95 stops that I have out here in the dark.
I have been noticing that there is like a guy riding shotgun with the UPS man the past couple weeks.
Yeah, it's really cool. It saves us our legs this time of year, but it's still very overwhelming what we have to deal with. But, you know, it's part of the territory, part of the job, so.
Exactly. You're like doing the job of Santa Claus here. You never heard Santa complain.
Yeah, that's true. Ho, 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 bah humbug.
So what else you got?
No, I was calling because I've been trying to get a hold of Rudy. He's been avoiding me.
MIA.
Yeah.
He didn't want to cut off the finger?
How convenient. He can tweet all he wants. But yeah, when I try to text him or call him, he doesn't answer. What the hell? Oops,
well,
sorry, what the heck?
He doesn't want his, no, it's all right. Rich York already said some extreme profanities earlier.
Oh, gosh.
P-I-S-S-E-D, which, you know. Ooh. Yeah, it's not that bad. It's no big deal, but, you know, we try to keep it clean.
Yeah, and he was talking about my untimely demise,
Yeah, Rich was in a very rare form, as you will find out when you listen to the program. Look, Rudy is very excited. He's going to the Alan Reinhart Christmas party. He's got his scotch all prepared. He also purchased some Rodax coffee, which I think is actually very great. And, you know, I don't know. Maybe he's super busy as well doing the UPS thing. He can't volunteer any time to have his finger removed.
Well, that's true. That's another thing. You know, I thought he bought me the Rodax coffee because he chickened out of me of letting me chop his finger off the way we had a deal.
You thought it was coming your way. And
what's that?
You thought the coffee was coming your way. Was it? Did it?
I haven't received anything.
Wow. It was for him. It was a gift for himself. Wow.
Selfish. Yeah. Very selfish. Sounds very typical of Rudy, actually.
Well, you could. It's only Wednesday. You could be jumping the shark here. I mean, that Rodax could be on the way to your house already. And one of your fellow UPS brethren will be dropping it off tomorrow or Friday or even Monday.
Or maybe Rudy
got it.
Or
like you said, you guys are working Tuesday all the way till all the packages do get delivered, so.
Or maybe he just wants to get his finger chopped off at a later date.
That's true, too. Or, well, you know, if he doesn't want to go through that, like I suggested, I could take a hammer to one of his toes.
That's so horrible. That is just like,
I mean, shoe on, just in case. You know,
to me, I think I would choose the finger chop off over the toe smash. it sounds
I know
so
about
much.
That. You put on your steel toes and hammer away, bud.
You're not allowed to wear a shield, Gio. You got to just take it.
Yeah, that's true. That's why at least the shoe is enough shield. So.
All right.
No steel toe.
I finally found the story that I've been looking for. Low, Merry Christmas. Enjoy your holiday. Next week we'll be doing the show, the Ignition Show, on Monday. And, you know, we're going to be just open the phones and have a good time.
Yeah, that's why I kind of put it off for right now, taking a little break to at least call and wish you guys a very Merry Christmas. To all the WFO listeners, Merry Christmas. You guys be safe. And, just have fun and be merry.
You too. Right back at you to Little Low and all the little ones and Mrs. Low as well.
Thank you very much. You guys take care. WFO.
WFO, Lo. Thank you.
There he goes. Los chingones.
All right. Did you just hang up on somebody else?
No, he accidentally called back, or his call was a thing. All right, here's the story, and it's on J-Ski. It's from NASCAR Insiders, and under the title of Additional Changes to Pit Rules. And there was a meeting this week between NASCAR and the sport's various pit crew coaches regarding the new pit road rules for 2015. The main storyline we've seen emphasized this week is the fact that NASCAR is no longer going to enforce a lug nut rule, but that isn't the only thing to come out of the meeting. There are other new rules and ways of enforcement that could be much more dramatic on their impact to the race. The big move for next season is the removal of more officials from pit road. Starting at Daytona, a video system will monitor pit road, and penalties will be called from a central video review location. That means far fewer judgment calls by officials. Cut and dry video evidence will rule. And the one area that nobody in the media has mentioned that will be affected the most is crews jumping from the wall early. The rule for when crews can leave the wall goes like this. Teams are allowed to be on the ground in their pit stall as soon as the car crosses the back line of the stall directly behind their own. Okay, got that? You didn't see this rule enforced at all that often, because it had to be fairly blatant for an official to even notice. Now, if a crew member is down even a split second early, the penalty will be called. Supposedly, once NASCAR started testing this video system late in 2014, there were hundreds of jumping early penalties flagged by the system. What this means is that you could potentially see a lot of these penalties called early in the season until pit crews figure out what they can and cannot get away with. All the pit crew coaches are emphasizing this point to their teams this offseason, but it will be an issue in 2015. How about that?
Wow. That's going to be big. That's going to be called left and right at the beginning just to get guys used to it like they do in the NFL.
Yeah. And I might as well just finish the story because there's a couple others. Another rule that will be more actively enforced with the video system is the drivers rolling through too many pit boxes before the entry of their own. Drivers are only allowed to drive through three, and the author of this says, I think, pit boxes before they enter their own. Shows you how clear the rules are. This was also a judgment call in the past, but the new video system will catch more of these in the future. Other smaller points of emphasis for NASCAR include the elimination of helping your neighbor on pit road gather up his tires by being over the wall. You would often see a member of another pit crew helping a team corral its tires. You know, the tires rolling away and then the guy kicks it back. Now, if a crewman wants help, they have to stay behind the wall. NASCAR is also going to pay closer attention to tire control by pit crews. If tires aren't in control of their crew member at least halfway back to the wall, NASCAR will call a penalty. This rule isn't new, but it will be more actively enforced, say the NASCAR insiders, and you can read that on Jayski. What I would say is, uh-oh, anytime you start throwing too many flags, it gets a little iffy. Too many flags. Did you see the 30 for 30 about the University of Miami?
The U Part 2?
The U Part 2 by our great friend Billy Corbin.
Did I see it? Yeah, I've seen it three times already.
For all you folks out there, you know, you enjoy the college football and the NCAA and all that, you might want to watch it because it's really great. Gives us some insight, gives you some insight into us.
Into the U.
From down here. What we grew up, Giovanni and I grew up exactly in this era. Like this era, the University of Miami, all the swag, all that stuff. But the one that it really highlights is the University of Ohio National Championship and how it is bogus and fraud.
Absolutely.
They did a great job of litigating that moment.
Did you watch the end, the very end yet?
Finally
got, with the flag?
Yes.
That was Billy. That was Billy at his best.
The movie was over. The point was over. It was totally over. Your brain had moved on to the next thing. And then the flag comes in and the number 6 gets turned to the number 5. It was really a heinous crime perpetuated on the University of Miami. And Ohio State, they feel like they're national champions that year. That's not good.
Yeah, what are you going to do? But I know I'm not the only one that has seen those U documentaries, part 1 and part 2. As far as I know, I didn't look up what the ratings on this one were, but the first one, was not only the most highly watched one, the highest rated one, it's still to this day the most popular one, according to the sources at ESPN.
Oh, really? That's great.
Yes. Yep, it sure is.
And this one was just as
Yeah, I didn't see the ratings for this, the overnights. I really forgot to even look that up.
I think it's doing pretty well because ESPN
but
is playing
they've
it in
been
continuous
running it
loop.
Part one and part two on a loop on ESPN2 all weekend long.
And over and over.
Oh, and I saw it.
I watched
on
it
Saturday
every time.
Night when it ran, and then around midnight at 1 o'clock in the morning they started replaying it on like two or classic or one of those, and I stayed up and watched it till like 3 o'clock in the morning that night too. I saw it twice that same night, and then I saw it a couple of days later. I really enjoy it. It brings me back to the days of my youth.
I can understand how people who are not from Miami and don't like the University of Miami and don't understand probably watch that and feel hatred.
But that's okay. They can feel that. That's good.
Or at least anxiety.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
That doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah. No. I. Nor do
it's
I.
It's a
care.
You thing.
You wouldn't understand. Exactly. Do we have anything else we want to talk about? We talked Ferrari. I'm sure there's something we missed. We always do, but we'll get to it next week as we do the show early. The NHRA Nitro show, hopefully you guys will check it out. It was great. Clay Milliken was fantastic. Clay Milliken, Austin Williams, Christian Byrd, Alan Reinhart, all on the
I
show.
I got one here for you separate that really is not NASCAR related.
Yes.
But
oh, you want to talk about the Sony hack?
No, I,
the
you
interview
know,
movie
you,
bring
you got
it up,
me on this one. Look, I'll be honest with you. I know that you were bothered by it, but it—I don't know. I wasn't that interested in the movie. So when they said they're not going to play it, I was like, well, I wasn't going to go watch it anyway. But no, I was going to mention the Yanks were in the news today. I don't know if you heard our great GM Cashman was talking about
A-Rod's
role,
DH full time.
Here's one for you. Do you think if Big Stein was still around, that A-Rod would ever wear those pinstripes again? I contend that Big Stein would never let him back on the team. He'd pay him the 63, the whatever it is, amount of million that we owe him, and just get rid of this guy. By all accounts, he can't play anymore. This isn't one of those cases where we're talking about Doc Gooden getting another chance or the straw man getting another chance where they have physical demons with the sauce and stuff like that. We're talking about a guy who on the top of his game decided that he needed to take the juice, and now it turns out that he can't play without it. So I don't know. I just think that we should just pay this guy to go home and stop dragging the Yankee name and the Yankees through the mud.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I agree with you. I tend to agree with you. I tend to agree with you, but I am also the kind of person that likes to give people multiple opportunities to get it right, because even if one person does get it right in the end and does the right thing, then I believe it's worth it. Look, training camp, spring training.
Preseason.
Spring training. We'll know. He'll get the opportunity to be the DH. He'll either fail miserably and go away, or maybe the guy can figure out how to just hit, or maybe not. We'll just see. Any other points? What about Geo Tools? What do you got? Is Marvin a coffee Sherpa? Yes or no?
Well, the Sherpa's got something to do with over there, the Himalayans and the people in Tibet.
He's a guy.
But, yes, so he could be considered a Sherpa, yes.
All right.
There was a whole bunch of companies that I hadn't even thought of, like Cellular One.
Cellular One! Of course, that one has been there forever. Best of Neil, right?
Right.
No, that wasn't Cellular One. That's
no.
Center One. But still.
But yeah, a whole bunch of the Bells, Pacific Bell and Nextel and all of those Bells out there.
List some that, you know, that
well, spin, these are all, they
spin the hits.
They've all been basically spun SBC from telecom carriers. They were all in the end owned by AT&T and Bell South and all the regular phone companies. They were just sub companies of these companies.
Okay. Well, I just want to hear names that I haven't heard in a long time and feel nostalgic about my younger days.
MCI.
There's one.
World,
oh, man, I'm feeling so much younger right now.
WorldCom.
WorldCom. They were bad, right?
Well, yeah, they're the ones that bought MCI. Quest. Q West.
Quest.
Yeah.
And now there's
VoiceStream Wireless.
VoiceStream?
Yeah, I'd never heard of those.
Nor have I.
It's probably a regional. But, yeah, those were a few of the others. Some other regional here that I've never heard of, Clear Wireless, and
I think that's still in existence, Clear Wireless.
All right.
Well, very interesting. Very good. Way to follow up. Tie the room together. It's like a great rug. Well, folks, I guess that's going to do it. Giovanni and myself going to get on out of here. We had a great time, hopefully entertaining you. Rich York, how about that? He was totally held
it
together.
Fine.
He was fine.
He was trying to kill me.
He's got some sort of animosity.
Rich hates me. Like
definitely
poison.
Got something. Good luck in the fantasy football Super Bowl. Not rooting against you.
Yes, you are.
No.
Besides,
it's a
look,
big
Slash
difference.
Has Jordy Nelson and Antonio Brown as his starting wide receivers. Like, I could be in big trouble here, guys.
You have Tom Brady. I'm not rooting against you, but if you lose, it will not be a horrible thing for me. So I'm just going to sit back and watch and enjoy myself. I did mention the Sony hack at the start of the show. I was, you know, the interview, the movie. I was going to go see it. Now my Christmas Day plans are ruined.
Ruined?
Ruined.
Well, you can watch the Heat play LeBron on basketball.
Yeah, I know how that's going to go.
Yeah.
And I guess that's it. Thanks to everyone. Remember, you can get WFO Radio t-shirts on the website, WFOradio.com, and the WFO Christmas ornament flying off the shelves. Very limited supply. Like, we're down to the wire now, folks.
Congratulations, Joey Logano. We told you not to do it, but since you did.
Big mistake. Big mistake, Joy. Big mistake.
You're too young to be institutionalized,
yeah.
Joey. You got to wait till your 30s to get married.
Who wants to be in an institution? It's crazy. And that's going to do it. Gio, great job. Thank you so much. All listeners, Millerman, Lowe, Rich York, everyone who tried to call in. We greatly appreciate you. Merry Christmas. Get your shopping done. Next week is Christmas week. Be ready. See you next time right here on WFO Radio.
The views and opinions of the hosts, guests, or callers do not necessarily reflect that of the station ownership, advertisers, or agencies.